Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome tonight my friend, the incomparable Alvin Slaughter. Give him a great hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, praise him tonight for what he's done in you tonight. Come on,
hallelujah,
do it.
Hallelujah.
Let's thank Alvin Slaughter tonight, folks. Give Alvin a great hand tonight.
Can wash away my sins.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again? Oh,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing can for sin atone. Oh,
nothing but the blood of
God of good that I have done. Oh, it's a
nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh.
Oh,
my lips are they white? I know.
Praise God, praise God, praise God this morning. He is just such a magnificent God. And I thank God for his goodness every day, every day. And brothers and sisters, good morning. I thank God for each and every one of you also, because I remember in 1993, when God spoke to me audibly, you know, in that still small voice, and he said, Erica, there's something I don't want you to ever forget. And I said, okay, I was getting ready to minister in a four square church in, he said, all souls are mine. I said, okay, God. He said, all souls are mine. I said, okay. He said, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. I mean, that's the first time God spoke to me in King James. The Holy Spirit quoted the scripture to me. And since then, he's quoted a lot of scriptures to me. But that's what he said then. And it still holds true today. And I think that's why, at least I feel that's why I have such a good communication with God, because I never forget all souls are his. And anybody that he allows me to talk to or allows me to come in fellowship with or communicate with, it's by his grace and by his mercy, because that soul belongs to God, period. Be it saved or unsaved, the unsaved souls belong to God. They just don't know it yet. So with that, I say good morning. And are you washed in the blood? Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Thank you, Lord, for this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. Remember Jesus crucified, but see Jesus as he is.
Hallelujah.
Whole, complete, and missing nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
All hearts and minds clear. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And one quick word.
It don't have to be quick.
that I left off last week when I was speaking on Judas, was that we all know Jesus knew who Judas was, but we don't see Jesus forging any type of relationship with Judas. After all, he knew him. What fellowship has light with darkness?
Uh-oh.
He was one of the 12, but we don't see Jesus calling Judas by name, but once in the New Testament, and that was to let him know, that's Luke 22:48. He let him know that he knew what he had done when he said, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss. Only time he called him by name. Judas and Jesus, Judas was one of the 12. That's basically what he called him. He referred to him as being one of the 12, not by name. So Judas and Jesus were not friends. There's no recorded conversation between Judas and Jesus. He was just one of the 12. He had to be there. And Jesus did rebuke Judas. The time recorded was when Mary used the perfume to anoint Jesus' feet, and Judas objected to it. So, for whatever it's worth, I tell people, and I always say, everything in that Bible was recorded for a reason. We know all things aren't written. Some things come by revelation only, but everything recorded is there for a reason. Amen.
That's a good word for somebody. Okay. That's a very good word. Take that. Just take it under consideration. I do like Mary did. The Bible say what? She pondered it in her heart. She pondered it.
Everything he tells me, I always take it for me first. And what it reminded me is to, you know, the people in your life, especially the people that's in your ministry, you need to look. You need to see. One thing God shows people, when the Spirit shows you something about a man, you need to believe it. Amen. I'll leave that at that.
And so does Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou said it too. She said, when people show you themselves, believe them.
Amen.
Believe them.
Amen.
Is that it, my sister, this morning? Is that it? Is that it, Minister Hill?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. That's it.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, some of you know, but last night I came on the Spreaker because I had a problem. The farmers, two of them, said to me, what's next? What do we do next? You know, like, you got us here. You got us delivered. What do we do next? And I knew I had a slight problem. And I knew I had an idea of what God was doing. So I knew I can't leave them hanging. And I knew that they, if I left them hanging, that the wolves would come in and just mess them up because they're vulnerable right now. So I said, I tell you what. I said, I'll teach you. I said, meet me I didn't say Spreaker at first, because I was going to reactivate my other Blog Talk line. But I'm telling you, the Lord, it just went on because I was doing things, and the Lord said, all you got to do is just add another line to Spreaker. So I said, okay, God, what do I call it? And I remembered when I first started out, he said, check your domain. You guys know I own hundreds. I might even own maybe 1,000 domain names because it's just something I like to do. I like building websites. I like building websites to get information out. So he said, go look through your domain names. You got a name up there. I mean, all you need to do is just activate it. So I said, well, what name would I like? And so I went through my domain names, and I wanted to clearly say something. Lo and behold, I own castoutdemons.com. So I said, I think I'll use that, castoutdemons.com. And so I told them, first I said, meet me. Another person came to me with a situation too. And I said, and this is the same way I got started ministering to all those ministers in Jamaica and New Zealand and South Africa when I first started, and California and some other places too. So I said, well, meet me on the 10 line at 10 o'clock, and I'm going to help you. I'll teach you some foundational that, so you won't be shaky. And you'll be strong in your foundation. So only person I really called was Jessica and the people that asked me to do this. And I said, Lord, where do I start with them? How do I start out building a strong spiritual foundation for these families? See, these farmers, like now we're up at 6. Well, they've been up since about 4. They go to work about 5 because one of them is, I didn't know it, he's a dairy farmer. He's a dairy farmer out of Fresno, California. So he's up. But he got music piped in his automatic milking rooms, I guess. Milking barns. I don't know what you call them, really. But anyway, so him and all his cows are listening to the TED through the airways as the cows are being milked automatically by these machines. But it still takes the farmer to do whatever, you know, whatever they do. So last night, 10 o'clock, I was on here, and I took them through what I believe is the first step in a spiritual walk with God. And I was a little bit rusty. But it didn't take me very long for the Holy Ghost to kick in gear. And as I was taking them through, I did a little activation that as a missionary I always do. I mean, I've always done. But and in my teaching and in my book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You, it's the first thing in there. Because you see, your spirit has to come alive and your spirit, like their spirit, was in a slumbering state when they met me. And what happens is if that spirit, well, your spirit and your soul must come alive to Christ. It must come alive to the Word of God. So I know Jessica was on there. Jessica, can I talk to you on the blog talk for a minute? And Monica was on there. And I don't like calling people up. Even when I was a missionary, I never, like, some of the missionaries would go pick people up, bring them to Sunday school, bring them to church. I never did that. And I never liked doing it because I figured if you want it, you should be motivated enough to at least come get it. You should be motivated enough at least to find a way to get what you want or get what you need because you're able to do it for everything else you want. And I had mentioned to you, I had said, you know, watch the Spreaker line and the blog talk because you don't know what I might do because I don't know what I might do until the Lord tells me to do it. And it came up with the farmers. You see, God uses people on this earth. And that's why witnessing and being a demonstration for God is so important. I don't know. And the reason I want to ask Jessica is because Jessica been on here a long time. She's heard the TED line was not originally designed to do anything but deal with demonic problems. You understand me? I didn't do the TED line to make an audience. I didn't do it to build a I did it to solve people's problems. I'm one of those problem solvers. I like to take a look at something and see how it can be better. That's how I rehabbed all them houses. I saw it as solving a problem. Jessica, I got your mic open. Can
Praise
I ask
the Lord.
You
good morning.
Praise the
yes,
Lord.
Ma'am.
Good morning. Now, you've been on here a long time. How did you feel about the ministry that went forth last night to the farmers?
It was powerful. It was powerful because, like you just said, that the TED line, it's, you know, aimed at a lot of like exorcism and demonic activity and binding and rebuking. But yesterday, my spirit man, because I had did this exercise when I first came on, which was about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. But like you always teach us to get refilled. And it was in line with what you had just taught, you know, the days prior where ask God to fill you up and, you know, to get refilled. And that's what I felt. Like when we did the activation, I could feel my spirit man almost like leap, like just come alive to even my words. And it just made me giggle inside because I said, wow, you could take advantage of that. Just thinking, okay, I'm born again. I'm, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. But then, you know, of course, life happens and the airwave spirits, if you're not binding, rebuking that, you're taking in a lot of evil activity in your daily walk. So yesterday, just saying that, you know, I am a spirit sent from God to affect this earth. I mean, just that alone, it really just registers, and it registered to my spirit, and it just makes you come alive. And you said, how do you feel? And I just thought, I feel great, and it's very powerful. The words that you speak are life. And everything you were saying was just registering with me. And I thought, wow, this is amazing to be, you know, getting deliverance, but at the same time, just coming alive to your words and to God and what your purpose is, you know, for God before your spirit returns to God. And the words are very powerful.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Because none of yesterday was rehearsed. None of it. I mean, yeah, I got lots and lots and lots of teachings. But yesterday I was actually ministering in a pastoral capacity. Mm. And I could do that.
Well, I went through, because I have the book, the original, even the one that the anointed book that you said, you know, has the misspellings or what, you know, whatever
yeah.
the case. I have that one. And I was looking and I thought, wait, I can't find what you're saying in here. So I thought, well, let me look at the second one that you know, the revised version, and it wasn't in there. And I said, wait, okay, this is fresh, manna. And I knew right away, I said, okay, I'm going to close the book and just receive. And that is what I love about you, Dr. Erica, and the TED line, because you always have a fresh word from God. It's never stale. It's never secondhand. And it's not just reading from a book. And I just, there's, it's very refreshing. And it just, even now as I say that out loud, it, that is what in the beginning, just, I knew you were different. I knew this ministry was different by that. It wasn't something like you could just feel that person just cold, just saying, okay, this is the scripture. This is what you're supposed to do. Here's the formula. You are against that. You always say, no, there's no formulas with God. You know, you have to seek God. And that is something that forces us, again, as we're in this fast, to, you know, die to our flesh and truly let our inner man grow and seek after God and daily. And I love that, and it's refreshing and it's powerful.
I think the speaker recorded it, did it?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's up on the speaker?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. Those of you, this is a must. You must listen to that. You must allow God to activate your inner man. Your inner man has to come alive. And that was one of the things I think that made me successful as a missionary. You see, when I went on the foreign mission field, I was only allowed to bring one thing with me. You know what that was? 5 Bibles. I had to haul around 5 Bibles. I mean, study Bibles. And that was all I had. So I was dependent upon God every day, every moment, every second, every hour. And that's how I learned to be dependent upon God. I had to be able to minister 24/7 to the people I lived with who did not speak English. And they didn't speak Spanish. They spoke a dialect of their own called Grífana. And I had to learn it. Stumble, fallen, but I had to learn it. And I had to learn what in the Bible works. What in the Bible is simple to come alive for people. And I thank God for Jesus for teaching me that. And that's why I love missions so much. Missions cause your dependency to be upon God and God Almighty. So I want to just cast out a couple of things this morning. It was brought to my attention by the Holy Spirit last night that some of those farmers still had a slumbering spirit, slumbering. And what also happened, you know, I measure a lot by Jose. And Jose told me that he had been through that exercise before too, Jessica, a lot of times. And nothing happened.
Oh, wow.
But God is changing, and Jose getting saved for real.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
For real. And he said that was the first time when I had him do that he actually felt something. You see, God. We don't know how God is going to move, and you shouldn't ever fake it. You shouldn't ever pretend. Why would you have to pretend when you got the real thing? Why would you have to fake it? That's the world's lying. Fake it till you make it. Uh-uh. You'll never make it in Christ if it's not real. And I appreciate what Minister Hill said this morning, because it was right in line with where I'm at. That's why, you see, the Holy Ghost flows. And you must have somebody that around you that can flow with you. Because if the Holy Ghost is not flowing, then it's jumpy and bumpy and definitely not peaceable and joyous and righteous, which is what? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. You know, I like these songs, and it's a song that says, there's so much more. There's so much more. This gospel been preached thousands of years, and there's still so much more. Don't let the devil trick you. Only the counterfeit is limited by what it can counterfeit. Only the counterfeit is limited by what it can copycat. But in the river of God, it's unlimited. In the kingdom of God, it's unlimited because God is unlimited. Unlimited. Limited only by you limiting yourself with God. You put the limits on God, not God. So when you have a chance, and also, I'm going to get that book out to you today in a little bit. I actually have one with that exercise called, let's see here. I went looking for them because I got to finish my book, but I can't leave these farmers hanging. They're hungry. And the Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. I found a little book I had called Ted Beginner's Demon Deliverance Handbook. I wrote this. This was the first one. This was the first one that I wrote. Ted Beginner's Demon Deliverance Handbook, number one. Then I wrote, you are of your father's spirit. That's where the little exercise comes from. You are of your father's spirit. Who is your father? And whose spirit is that? It's my God. God, you are of your father's spirit, God. On that one, I printed them out so I could look at them again. But what I'll do is I'll send you these PDFs. Jessica, I'll send them to you. And every Wednesday at 10 p.m., I'm gonna put up a line just for that, just so I can teach. Because, brothers and sisters, I'm not boasting or bragging, but it's already done. The spirits are subject unto you is already done. It will give you a good working basic foundation beyond basic, a ministerial level foundation. In the things of God, in the kingdom of God. These are all old missionary tools, but they work. Because on that foreign mission field, the only thing I had was my Bibles and Jesus first. And I taught and told them about Jesus, about God, about the Holy Spirit, and about moving and living in the life and livelihood of the kingdom of God by way of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Do you think I got that across clearly to somebody that didn't know last night?
Yes, ma'am. I do. I do. I had Nadia here too, and Jeremiah, and they understood it. They understood it. And I understood it. Yes, ma'am. And yeah, and they're pretty clear about if they don't understand, they'll say, you know, I don't understand this. And I usually will either email you or, you know, just let you know, like, this is something that we're not clear on. And I had questions, and it just going back, it's very refreshing. And like you're saying, like, don't fake it, because there's a lot of things that you can just do repetitive. And I had fallen into that for a period. And, you know, God was speaking to me, like, don't do that. That's sin. And until, you know, I thank God for you. I'll hear it through you. You know, repent, repent. And everything you say, I take it to heart. Like Minister Hill said, she receives the word and she always takes it for herself before she shares it. And I learned that from you. Like, don't be, you know, sharing things. I mean, it has to go through you first. Don't ask people to do things that's something you're not willing to do. And yesterday was last night, just very clear. And like my spirit man just, again, like I said, was just refreshed, and I could hear clearly. Yes, ma'am.
I want you to grab you some paper towels real quick. A couple of days ago, I mentioned divination and the python spirit. I know I didn't deal with it at that time because God didn't tell me to deal with it at that time. Whoever is in bondage or underneath bondage pressure from those spirits are going to get relieved today, as well as I'm going to deal with the slumbering spirit. That slumbering spirit is found in Psalms 121. Can I have some oil too? I'm going to anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. Psalm 121 is the psalm of the protection of God. God as your protector. Give me a little bit more. I didn't get any. Dump it. I got it. Even if it overflows, I got it. I got it. Thank you. Thank you. I want you to anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint your ears this morning. I want your whole spirit, soul, and body to come alive. I want to deal with them slumbering spirits. Job say, in a dream, a vision in the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber on their beds. Psalm 121:3, he will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Psalm 12, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. Psalm 132, I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber. Proverbs 6:4, don't give sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. Proverbs 6:10, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest. Isaiah 5:27, none of them grows weary or stumbles. No one slumbers or sleeps. No belt is loose and no sandal strap is broken. Nahum, king of Assyria, your shepherd slumber. Your officers sleep. Your people are scattered across the mountains with no one to gather them together. In the name of Jesus, I want you to renounce slumbering spirits. They're robbers. They steal your energy. They make you tired. When you get ready to read your Bible, they put you to sleep. When you get ready to pray, they put you to sleep. When God is about to give you a revelation, they put you to sleep. In the name of Jesus, I want to renounce all witchcraft, necromancy, divination, bewitchment, enchantment, and slumber. That witchcraft sleep, when you come into the presence of a witch, you find yourself not enough to sleep. You find yourself so sleepy, and you know you well rested, slumber in spirit. They render you ineffective. I bind those slumbering spirits this morning. I bind up all witchcraft slumber. I bind up the spirit of the sluggard that travels with the slumbering spirit. I bind up the spirit of paralysis that goes with the slumbering spirit. Make you sleep your life away. Cause you to miss out on blessings. Cause you to miss out on the goodness of God because you sleep. I break the power of witchcraft slumber. Go! Cough it out. In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. Get out. Go. I break every curse placed on you to sleep. Go! Get out. Go! I break your ability. You steal righteous sleep and you replace it with witchcraft sleep, which is no rest. Go! When you wake up, it's like you've never been asleep because your spirit man has been fighting so hard. Go! Fighting those spirits that attack you in the sleep realm. In the dream realm. Go! Counterfeit visions. Peeping and muttering. Go! Get out. Lose your stronghold and go this morning. In the name of Jesus. Go! Causing you brain fog. Go! Get out. Get out of that body. I renounce you. I bind you in chains and fetters of iron. Go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on out. Even body parts sleeping. Go. Get out. Get out. Okay, inflammation caused by divination and witchcraft and slumber. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Sickness caused by witchcraft, divination, enchantment, bewitchment. And manifested, embedded by slumber. Go! Slowness of mind. Go! By familiar spirit, slumber. Go! Get out. Loose God's people. Loose their brain. Loose their mind. Go! Go! That's right. Get out that body. Get out of that body. Witchcraft unloose over the internet. Go! You see, whatever it is now whatever it was. Holy Ghost, fix it in the name of Jesus. Fix it in the name of Jesus. Separate. Go. Now, Father, feel every crack, every little hole, every transference of spirit. Go. Holy Ghost, feel. Feel those areas with your power, with your goodness, with your life. I break the power of every life-taking spirit. Go! Get out. Get out! Lord Jesus, life giver, come in by the power of your Holy Spirit and make it right.
not a human.